The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. I can't believe we're at Thursday already. Oh, time goes fast when you're having fun. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a quick program note. I will be gone. Well, again, it is extremely rare for me to be gone two Fridays in a row. I can't remember the last time that happened. It's very rare, but it happens occasionally. Last weekend, Joy and I were over in Portland, Indiana, doing a Crosspower weekend. This weekend, Joy is speaking down in Southern Ohio at a wonderful church in West Union, and I have the privilege of being her chauffeur. So we need to be down there tomorrow evening, and it takes about 2.5 hours to get there. So anyway, Tim Throckmorton is once again sitting in for me. And every time Tim guest hosts, I get wonderful, wonderful comments. He does such an incredible job. So you're probably not going to miss me. You will enjoy having Tim Throckmorton tomorrow, Lord willing. I'll be back on Monday. So that's Friday and Saturday. Joy is speaking again down in West Union, Ohio. Then on Sunday, we are up. I think the town is Creston, Canaan, New Canaan, Free Will Baptist Church. I gotta check the name for sure. It's up around. Pardon me, it's up somewhere around Wadsworth. I haven't looked up the directions yet. That's Sunday, you know. Anyway, we will be there on Sunday. So we have another very, very busy weekend coming up. And then next Wednesday, a week from yesterday, we will be at one of our favorite places on planet Earth. And that is Ebenezer Baptist down in Logan, Ohio, for their big annual jubilee. We've been going down there, I would say, at least 15 years for their big jubilee. It begins on Wednesday, a week from yesterday, and then continues through Sunday. And we love going down to Ebenezer Baptist and their big jubilee. out in the country outside of Logan. Anyway, that's what's going on in our world. I have said over and over and over again, one of the differences between the left and the right, conservatives and liberals, is authority. You cannot be a theological liberal and believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. If you believe those things, you ain't a liberal. And if you are a liberal, you will absolutely deny the authority of Scripture. Oh, a liberal theologian will say, well, there's good things in the Bible, and it's inspirational, and there's some really good stories, but a lot of them are fairy tales you really can't believe. Yeah, okay. In order to be a liberal, you have to question or deny authority. The same is true politically. For the Christian in theology, the authority is the Bible. And the liberal denies the Bible. The leftist denies the Bible. For the politician, the authority is the Constitution. I don't know of a single liberal leftist politician that believes in the original intent of the Constitution. No. What in the world did those guys understand about 2021 when they wrote it? Yeah, it's a good document. It's got some good stuff in it. We've used it, but we've got to change it. We got to reinterpret it. Because those guys, those old dead white guys, they had no idea what they were doing. And so the liberal leftist questions the authority of the Constitution, and even the law itself. Now, why do I go through all of that? A federal judge yesterday granted a request from the Biden Justice Department for a temporary restraining order against Texas' heartbeat bill. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Didn't the Texas heartbeat bill go all the way to the Supreme Court? Yeah. Did the Supreme Court consider it? Yeah. Didn't the Supreme Court say, no, we don't see any problem with it? Yes. Isn't the Supreme Court the ultimate judicial authority in America? Well, that's what the Constitution says. But U.S. District Court Judge Robert Pittman, an appointee of Barack Obama, yes, yesterday released a 113-page ruling. I could never be a judge. I couldn't sit down and write a 113-page ruling on something that could be answered in one page. Anyway, U.S. District Court Judge Robert Pittman. Now, a district court judge, where is he in relationship to the Supreme Court? Way, 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 way down the ladder. Supreme Court's at the top. District court judge, way down the ladder. So we have a district court judge saying, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I don't like this law. It's unconstitutional. And the Biden administration says it's unconstitutional, so I want to agree with the Biden administration, and who cares about the Supreme Court? Really? Yeah. So for now, the heartbeat bill in Texas that went into effect on September 1st has now been stopped. Yeah. Temporary injunction. The state of Texas is going to appeal it to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is way above this district judge. So the state of Texas is going to appeal the ruling, but until that appeal is heard, the heartbeat bill in Texas cannot be enforced. So it is possible abortions could ramp up in Texas. Again, it means that abortionists, Planned Parenthood, and others in Texas could Now, there's some doubt as to whether they will or not because this is being appealed, but they could start killing unborn babies again. Now, I've got to take a break, but you have to hear the legal reasoning of this district judge appointed by Barack Obama. You got to hear the reasoning. Now, I'm not a judge. I'm not a legal expert. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert on anything, but I do have just a touch of common sense, and this ruling by this judge does not pass the smell test or the common sense test. I'll share that when we come back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I don't know a whole lot about much. I don't consider myself incredibly intelligent. I'm not being silly. I'm Mr. Joe Average. I really am. But I have a little bit of common sense, and I got a brain, and I try to use it at least occasionally, especially 3:30 to 6 every afternoon. I was just talking about this district judge putting a temporary restraining order on the Texas heartbeat bill. His name is Judge Robert Pittman. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman, he was appointed by Barack Obama. He released a 113-page ruling saying the Texas heartbeat bill is not constitutional, in spite of the fact that it went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, we're not even going to look at it. We don't see a problem. So Judge Pittman basically said, well, who cares what the Supreme Court says? I am a judge. Now, in his 113-page ruling, here is numero uno for issuing his temporary injunction stopping the heartbeat bill from being enforced. Here is number one, the number one reason why he ruled. And I quote, the court, speaking of himself, the court is satisfied that this is an exceptional case and likely will remain an exceptional case for several reasons. Intentional pause. The court is satisfied that this is an exceptional case and likely will remain an exceptional case. So what? What does that have to do with anything? That it's exceptional? What does that have to do with it being legal, constitutional? Okay. He goes on. Let me start this paragraph again. And again, I'm quoting directly from his 113-page ruling. The court is satisfied that this is an exceptional case and likely will remain an exceptional case for several reasons. First, historically, the United States does not file many suits against states. Okay. Now, see, the Justice Department filed a suit against the state of Texas. The Justice Department. Merrick Garland, under the direction of Joe Biden, sued the state of Texas. So this judge says, quote, historically, the United States does not file many suits against the states. In the last decade, the United States sued a state 14 times. Under a theory of preemption or intergovernmental immunity. And those were actions brought by administrations of different political parties. So what? What in the world is this? Well, the United States doesn't sue states very often. So? What does that have to do with anything? Just because this is an unusual case, what does that have to do with the legal merit of the case? It's exceptional. And likely will remain an exceptional case. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not an expert on anything. But my common sense alarm went off and shouted, so what? It's exceptional. It's unusual. That has anything to do with whether you should rule to slap a restraining order on it? Okay. Reacting to the judge's ruling, Texas has filed a notice appealing the decision to the New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and the appeal could likely end up in the Supreme Court. That's going to take quite a while. How did the White House respond? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki praised the ruling as a step toward, quote, restoring the constitutional rights of women across the state of Texas. Tonight's ruling is an important step forward toward restoring constitutional rights of women across the state of Texas. SB 8 not only blatantly violates the right to safe and legal abortion established under Roe v. Wade, it creates a scheme to allow private citizens to interfere with that right and to evade judicial review, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the president had said he was going to unleash all of the power of the federal government against the state of Texas, against a rule passed by the legislative process in the state of Texas. It passed the House of Representatives, passed the Senate. It was passed by the people of the state of Texas. And we have a rogue judge who slaps a temporary restraining order on this law, primarily because the United States doesn't sue individual states very often. That is his major reasoning. And then you've got this administration calling parents who actually speak up at school board meetings domestic terrorists. The Justice Department, you would think, would be very concerned about the rise of crime, rise of homicides, murders. No, that's not important.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.